From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. State media report a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamiya in Hama province killed two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast near the town's entrance. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. The United States and Russian brokered truce took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Saturday in his weekly address.
The only way to deal ISIL a lasting defeat is to end the civil war and chaos in Syria upon which ISIL thrives. A cessation of hostilities in the civil war is scheduled to take effect this weekend.
Obama said the U.S. is working with partners around the world to discredit the ideology the Islamic State uses. Afghan police officials say a suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. This is VOA News. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era with reformists and moderate conservatives, creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Voters also selected members to the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At least 12 people were killed and more than 30 others were wounded in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital Friday evening. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses reported a truck filled with explosives was detonated at a security checkpoint near Hotel SYL in Mogadishu at around 7:45 p.m. local time. The International Organization for Migration reports a sharp increase in the number of sub-Saharan Africans making the dangerous sea journey from Libya to Italy. But the organization says a deadly new trend is developing. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein explains.
The International Organization for Migration calls death by asphyxiation on board smugglers' boats sailing from Libya to Italy a horrific new trend. The latest incidents came to light in the last few days when more than 1,000 migrants were rescued at sea and brought to two different Italian seaports. IOM spokesman Itai Veriri says among those brought ashore by rescuers were five bodies, three women and two men from sub-Saharan Africa. They apparently had died from asphyxiation during the journey.
The vessels that they are being put on are quite overcrowded. So whereas normally you hear of migrants drowning in large numbers, now we're seeing more and more being squashed in these vessels that they are being put into.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Polls opened in South Carolina's presidential primary election Saturday, where Democratic voters will choose between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is the final contest before next week's crucial Super Tuesday vote, when more than 1,000 delegates for the Democratic presidential nomination will be awarded. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe, the world's oldest leader, hosted a lavish public event in the southeastern city of Masvingo Saturday to celebrate his 92nd birthday. Thousands of Zimbabweans are traveling to the celebration to feast on game and beef. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.